It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. In the wake of two mass shootings in Texas, in less than a month, experts gathered in Houston Tuesday to discuss gun safety. As Houston Public Media's Florian Martin reports, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee organized the summit to help get legislation passed.
Panelists came from law enforcement, the legal field, medical community, as well as advocacy groups dedicated to fighting gun violence. Each highlighted the issue from their perspective and in some cases provided statistics. Dwayne Wolf is the Harris County Deputy Chief Medical Examiner.
More children die from gun violence in Harris County than motor vehicle crashes. And that's the age range of 5 to 18.
The Congresswoman also had a police officer showcase a semi-automatic assault weapon and explain what it can do, including pierce body armor. Jackson Lee says she will use the testimony from the summit to debate proposed gun control legislation in Congress. I'm Florian Martin in Houston.
In more news, for nearly a decade, a brand new $35 million prison has sat empty in the North Texas town of Anson. Now the nation's immigration crisis may prove a windfall for Anson, as federal officials work to create more space for the rising number of undocumented immigrants detained in the United States. KACU's Heather Claiborne has more.
A decade ago, Jones County officials pinned their collective economic hopes on a new state prison. After signing a contract with state prison officials, they borrowed millions of dollars to build it. But after it was built in 2010, Jones County Judge Dale Spurgeon got a fateful call from an official with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
I was out in the facility. Cell phone signal in a metal building is iffy, but I just happened to have enough signal at one of those intersections of the halls that I got a call from TDCJ and said, "We're not coming."
It was the worst possible news.
A warden was hired, an assistant warden was hired. We were fixed to start a job fair because we had to accept inmates again in a 90-day window.
Here's what happened. Texas officials had committed to the new prison in Anson just as the numbers of prison inmates were falling, making the facility obsolete before it opened. And Jones County has been looking for a paying tenant ever since, because in Texas, cities and counties can't sue the state without legislative approval, which Judge Spurgeon says they pursued for a few years.
Ultimately, it was determined the legislature would not grant the permission to sue them.
The town's state lawmaker at the time, Representative Susan King, even tried to get Texas officials to buy the building for $19 million. But that effort went nowhere. And ever since, Jones County officials have been trying everything to recoup the expense of having a 122,000-square-foot building remain vacant for so long. Now, 9 years after it was built, the Bluebonnet Detention Center is under new management. The county has signed a deal with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and one with a detention facility's new operator, Management and Training Corporation, to house adult immigrants detained by the federal government.
Mr. Sprayberry.
Aye.
Sheriff.
Aye.
Gwynn.
Aye. ICE will pay $106 per day for each adult immigrant detained in Anson. At least 750 will be housed there, and none of them will be children. The new deal is worth $145 million over the next 5 years. Part of that money will pay off investors who were left holding the bag a decade ago. Jones County will see more than $500,000 annually. And better still, from county officials' perspective, it'll bring in 275 new jobs to a town of 2,400 people.
I think it'll be good for Jones County.
Attorney Herb Bristow represented Jones County in the negotiations with ICE. He says the deal will bring in good-paying jobs to a rural area where he estimates the average wage is about $14 an hour.
They're going to be paying federal wages, which, you know, start at $21 an hour with health and welfare benefits of about $5 an hour. So it'll have a positive impact on the community.
MTC currently operates four other ICE detention facilities, none of which have come under scrutiny for overcrowding or poor hygiene conditions. While many local residents support the deal, two local ministers shared their concerns at the commissioner's court meeting on August 26th. Wes Horn, a Church of Christ pastor in Stamford, said he was speaking for himself when he asked the commissioners not to involve the community in separating families.
I love our community. I want what is best for our community. And I'm not sure participating in something that might lead to the breakdown of families is best for our community.
Horn and Lutheran pastor Richard Strait also pressed officials for access to the facility to minister to detainees. MTC's representatives said they welcome volunteer help and that their facility chaplain would work with a program coordinator to determine how to best meet the population's needs. This November, the Bluebonnet facility will finally open its doors and take in its first detainees. In Abilene, I'm Heather Claiborne.